Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau, thanks for being with us. We're going to talk about the risk report, BBB Scam Tracker Risk Report, and that new information is out. And boy, is it, it's like over 50, 60 pages of information.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is BBB's annual risk report. And we're going to break this down over the next several sessions that I come on here. And we're just going to kind of introduce the main findings today. And over the next several, it might take us a couple more sessions to go through to really get into the details of this program overall. But let's just kind of jump into it a little bit here. You know, scams hurt everybody, and they cost money, stress. And so what BBB does is, you know, we really fight scams across the nation and helping people keep the money that they have and not get tricked by other scammers. BBB estimated last year that Scam Tracker helped people avoid losing almost $39 million just in 2025. People visited Scam Tracker, determined whether they were having 31% of the visits visited Scam Tracker last year. And out of those, 41% of the visitors said Scam Tracker helped them avoid losing money. And overall, the median reported loss in dollar in 2025 was $93. And that doesn't sound like a big number, but when you talk about how many people, over 3 million people visited the site, it really starts adding up.
3 million people are pouring this information into Scam Tracker. And what is amazing to me is the way that all of this information is then categorized, and you can get down to street level with this, and that's what's really cool about it.
Oh, absolutely. And just to kind of start out, you know, if you think you've been scammed or you want to report a scam, you go to bbb.org and you scroll down to where you find Scam Tracker, and you can report scams, you can look up scams, down to, you know, the city you're in. And so BBB really helps people avoid getting scammed overall.
Well, let's talk about where do you want to go first? I mean, with all of this information, it's kind of crazy. So what are you thinking?
So we're just going to take a look at the snapshot really quick of what happened last year. The most reported contact method scammers used to engage people in 2025 included phone calls, emails, text messages. Credit cards remained the top reported payment method by people getting scammed, followed by bank accounts, debit, online payment systems, and digital payment apps. And those are digital payment apps are really starting to pick up, mainly because people are using them more often. The good news behind this is that the susceptibility of people getting scammed has actually decreased from 2024 by about 10%. And the monetary loss that people have experienced from 2024 to 2025 has gone down 28%. So hopefully BBB is having a big impact on people not losing as much money as they've had in the past.
Well, and I would think money is a big motivating factor when you're talking about scams and risk and people who want to report to let you know. But in that same vein, sometimes people are not as willing to give information if they've been scammed due to embarrassment and all. But I think there's some anonymity that goes into reporting here as well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And people, once they're scammed, they don't even want to tell their own family, much less tell the whole world that they've been scammed. But people have to realize is that if you've been scammed and or people have tried to scam you, the best thing you can do is report it to keep somebody else from being scammed.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at some of the key highlights for this year. First thing is investment cryptocurrency scams remain the number one riskiest scam in 2025. And with the highest median dollar loss reported in all scam types, $5,000, 77% of reports included a monetary loss. So 77% of the people who said that they were scammed by investment or currency scams lost money.
Wow.
The second biggest one is employment scams. And it remained the number two riskiest scam with a median dollar loss of about $1,000. And this type of scam made up more than 15% of all reported scams. And we'll actually dive into that a little bit more over, like you said, the next couple episodes that we have here on WGNS.
What about, you know, there's so much online purchasing that, goes on now. Does that rate pretty high in this report?
Yeah, so online purchasing scams actually rose from number four to number three in 2025. And this type of scam has made up more than 28% of all scams reported to BBB Scam Tracker, with 89% reporting a dollar loss. And I mean, I don't know about you, Brian, but, you know, it's tempting to shop online and buy stuff online. But one of the biggest things that I have when I go to try to purchase something online is I want to give people my credit card or my bank account information to make a purchase. And so I think I've said in the past, when even if I go to someplace like Amazon, you know, I'll go buy a gift card.
Shop online, it would be a good idea to use a prepaid card or something like that, something you're comfortable with. Now, I'm not saying that credit cards are a bad thing to use online, but if you think you're going to be skeptical about that, then find a different method that people can't get into your main bank account information.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that online purchases is kind of rose from number four to number three, and I'm sure it took the place of something else. And I can hear you now on your regular microphone there too, by the way. So number three, what was number three before, and what is it now? What's
so
number four?
That's now romance and friendship scams.
And that actually has dropped a little bit to the second biggest loss of about $4,500. People ages 25 to 34 and 65 plus reported the highest median dollar loss. So I guess the younger and the older, I guess, before you get smart and then after you start losing your memory, I don't know, something like that.
Wow.
People ages 65 plus submitted the higher percentage of reports for monetary loss than any other age group, and reported with the lowest susceptibility in 2024. And then social media was the contact method with the highest percentage of reports with a dollar loss. Text message scams rose from 9.8% of all scams in 2024 to 14% in 2025. So if you're being contacted, if you're looking to spend money, you feel like you're being brought in by social media, that's just another good way to look at it. You know, social media is trying to get your attention.
Yeah, most certainly. And it is, there's so many ads, and you know, the algorithms and the way that they work, I mean, it's giving you information that you want, but you can't just automatically trust it for sure on those social media platforms. In terms of how people are being separated from their money, if you will, what is the leading vehicle for that? Is it, you know, the green dot cards, or is that in terms of online? I'm sure maybe some of those online payment forms.
So I guess one of the things you got to look at here is PayPal is, as an organization, is the most often impersonated people by scammers, where they're they're trying to get you to think that if you use this PayPal account or you do this, those are the biggest things. Now, I'm not saying that PayPal is a bad way to pay, but what it is the scammers are impersonating PayPal to try to get your money. And so PayPal is probably another good way to go as far as a payment method goes, where you don't have to enter your credit card information. And the other part about PayPal is you only have to put as much money in there as you want to spend. If you're not looking to spend a whole lot of money, don't put the vast majority of your money into PayPal. Only put in there what you want to spend.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Well, some very interesting information. And James, I guess in a couple of weeks, we'll pick it up from right here and get a few more survey highlights and more information on the report. I appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Yep. We will jump into that. We'll jump into some of the biggest scams and then how to watch for red flags, how to avoid them as you continue your daily life to make sure that you're not the one getting scammed.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to that as always. And James, much appreciated, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us on this edition of Rutherford Issues.